record this again, and I will go back to Papaya and make sure Papaya goes. So we're outside the ice house here in Melbourne.
Yes.
Rowan Peter.
That's right. This is a, I guess this is a place where if George Simmons ever comes to Melbourne, Australia for a professional talking gig, and if he has time to, I guess, relax and have a bit of R&R time, I'd like to take him to the ice house we're out the front of now, and which is the Olympic Winter Institute of Australia. It's an Olympic training centre that's also recognised by the Australian Olympic Committee. So this facility is features two rinks, regulation size hockey rink, which is a permanently hockey rink with complete with the Zamboni and...
We lost Papaya. We're back.
And it's complete with a Zamboni, and I've got the change rooms, which are fully fitted out, seating for 5,000 people, which isn't that many compared to maybe some of the facilities.
That's about George's size audience.
Yeah.
He's got 5,000 fans.
That's right. Yeah. So maybe that's what it is. In fact, that if I invite him down for a speaking gig, but it's not...
What if the gig was here?
Exactly.
Here. Imagine. Inside the ice house. Yeah. That would be awesome.
So George does a gig, but it's educational, but it's related to hockey. So
Mooks
maybe,
on ice.
Yeah, Mooks on ice. So that'd be awesome. That would be very...
Mooks on ice. You heard it here, folks.
Excited as individuals if George could come and talk. But it would be skating and maybe right. hockey related. So we could play some pick-up hockey. We could go to a stick and puck session. And afterwards, we can have beers in the car park.
Right around back there.
Yeah, right on the back.
Beers in the bag.
Beers, that's right. So that'd be, I guess this is my way of, I guess, personally speaking about my skate with George hashtag. So yes. It's the pound skate with George, one word. But you can use upper and lower case to separate each word in that. But this is my skate with George plea. George, if you're listening or if you know anyone.
Someone tells George Siemens now.
Yeah.
You got this personal invitation to
personal
see
invitation.
The side of Melbourne that you wouldn't get on any official kind of speaker.
I like the educational thing, of course. That's what I try and do as my profession as well. But I'd like to connect with George outside the scope or talking about pedagogy or constructivism. Or just like, let's go skating.
Excellent.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And then let's learn some stuff and what can we talk about or have fun. And then if we learn something, that's okay. But if we just have fun and... You know, that's cool, and that'll be. I'm really looking forward to that.
All I want for Christmas is to skate with George.
Yeah, that's right. So it's hashtag skate with George, one word, and upper and lower case letters there to separate it. But
or Mooks on ice.
Oh, Mooks on ice, yeah. But so it's quite good. So I'm glad that. What day is it here? So we're here outside the ice house. Sorry, listeners.
It's the 12th, 5th of December.
5th of December, 2000.
Yeah. Oh. You getting some tweets in there?
No, I don't think so. I was just trying to operate my...
In the bright sunshine.
In the bright sunshine. But
in December. That should be an attraction for anybody who's up in Alberta where it's cold.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, in January, February, March, it's still warm.
Perfect time, yeah.
But the ice house is here for you, George, and for me. And if you want to bring anyone else, you can come and skate. I reckon that would be awesome if we could have the Mooks on ice.
Could bring the whole team.
The whole team.
Steven Downs,
that's
Dave
it.
Cormier.
Oh, yeah. And that's definitely jerseys. We'd have jerseys and everything. I wouldn't want to pick the sides, but it'd be... You throw your stick in the middle and you pick up your stick and that's your team. But we definitely need jerseys as well. Official jerseys with names, numbers, and that'd be great. I'd like to see that as well.
All right, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So that's my dream, the Skate with George dream. And
and while he's here, he might as well, do some lawn art with you and get the full brigade.
Yeah, George, that'd be pretty good. But for me...
Mook. You can do Mook in the grass.
That
would fit. Four letters, right?
I wouldn't want to ask him to do too much, but I think if I was going to prioritize how I was going to spend time...
Papaya went again.
That's right.
Yeah.
If I was going to prioritize how I was going to spend time with George, if he has very limited time, it would be... It would be...
You must be reading Twitter,
no,
right?
No. I didn't. 1% yellow. I didn't think Cog Dog was Canadian. No. I know he's not. I know he's from Arizona.
I'm a fake Canadian.
We were just pretending. Just what if? But I would never do what if. I would never.
Yeah.
I'd never pretend because that would be strange to wish someone was something that they weren't. You know, that doesn't belong in reality.
I'm not a Canadian, but I play one on the internet.
Yeah, that's right. No, I didn't think he was Canadian. So,
bacon, good. Bacon, eh?
But anyone, I guess, now, yeah.
How's that process on that project?
We say process and project.
Yeah, well, that's because you're the Commonwealth.
That's right. But no, that's enough
of me. We don't have any Commonwealth.
Yeah, that's enough of me rambling about my skate with George. But I think once we finish broadcasting, I'll just maybe do it.
Thing keeps pooping out. Yeah, we keep dropping. Sorry about that, folks. If anybody's listening, Papaya keeps pooping on me.
Yeah. But, I've almost wrapped up my Skate with George broadcast or fantasy, but I'll just, once we're done here, I'll maybe tweet George directly. I don't know, I'm a little bit shy. I don't want to tweet him directly, and I don't want to annoy him, or I don't want to be too whiny.
Well, I'm recording this, so it'll be part of tonight's blog post.
I don't mean too whiny or too naggy, but if George could, I don't know, it'd be great if George could come down and we could have Skate with George. Okay. I don't know if anyone in Melbourne skates here as well, but they're more than welcome to come. But if it was just a one-on-one session, I understand that'd be excellent. Look at that.
Yeah, yeah.
The contrail, or I think
the contrail going right over. Come ice skating.
Oh, that's
George.
Almost worth a photo.
Yeah, it's worth a photo.
So right now a plane's gone overhead, and then.
One picture.
But is Papaya still going, or
yeah,
is
Papaya, we're still
okay.
On, yeah.
All right, excellent. So that's it. That's my Skate with George plea, and I guess it all comes down to money, doesn't it? So
you can get a gig here. The guy's he's always going to like Zurich,
Abu Dhabi. Yeah, that's okay, but I guess that's where they've got funds to do that. So maybe I should just put it into like. I should pay for his ticket.
We could open a PayPal site and start collecting money so he can just come here just for the skating.
Oh,
you know?
He just comes down to skate.
Yeah.
And then gets on it'd be a day. He arrives
right.
From the airport, comes to the I-House.
Does a little performance.
Skates.
Mooks on ice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mooks on ice. We skate. We go around the back, have some beers, and then rush to the airport and the flight back.
He in and out. Yeah.
No, maybe that. No, it'd be good. And if he wants to come, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Just, but no, that's my Skate with George. Yeah. So that's it. So if anyone's listening and they want to talk about that or just think it's a really stupid idea, that's okay. But
yeah,
I guess one's got to live in hope.
You got a dream.
You got a dream. Yeah. Yeah.
A young Australian has to have a dream.
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. So thank you very much for listening, and then. Thank you, Alan, for helping out with the broadcast here.
Sure. We're doing this, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Signing out from Melbourne. Bye.
Yep.
All right. Let me go back to my...